With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress today in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. Netanyahu's address comes during a critical time in U.S. presidential politics.
Netanyahu's visit today will shine a spotlight on the gulf between Republicans, by and large strong supporters of Israel, and Democrats, whose ranks are replete with factions denouncing Israel and in some cases holding anti-Semitic rallies on college campuses. Several leading Democrats say they'll boycott the address altogether. Vice President Harris, meanwhile, is pro-Palestinian to the point Democrats are hoping her nomination might open the door to more support from pro-Palestinian and Muslim voters. Bob Agner reporting.
Also on SRNews.com, President Biden delivers an Oval Office address tonight about his decision to bow out of the presidential race and what lies ahead. How Mr. Biden's single term is remembered will be intertwined with Vice President Harris's electoral success in November. U.S. regulators are investigating how Delta Airlines is treating passengers affected by canceled and delayed flights as the airline struggles to recover from a global technology outage. Aviation analyst Jim Hetzel says although Delta Airlines has canceled more than 6,600 flights since Friday, it's been gradually recovering.
On Friday, they were at like 35% cancellations, or just around 35% cancellations, and that persisted through the weekend. As of today, they've improved that down to just under 10% cancellations.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced the Delta investigation on the X social media platform Tuesday. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 211 points. NASDAQ futures are off 209. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of an historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by a fire, says church officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist Dallas senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the costs. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890. It now stands as a charred shell with its stained glass windows ruined. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission is looking into so-called surveillance pricing practices.
The FTC has ordered information from eight companies that the agency says offer products and services that use personal data to set prices based on a shopper's individual characteristics. The agency says it's seeking to better understand the opaque market of surveillance pricing practices using consumer data, including credit information, location, and browsing history, to charge different customers different prices for the same goods. The FTC said it sent orders to MasterCard, Revionix, Bloomreach, JPMorgan Chase, Task Software, Proz, Accenture, and McKinney & Company. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine's foreign minister says he is seeking a common ground in talks with his Chinese counterpart on ending his country's war with Asia. The war, now in its third year, has strained relations between the two countries. More details at SRNnews.com.